This is a beautiful passage from Peter's first letter. And he is encouraging the reader about a time of suffering, that it really is leading to something greater, salvation, becoming more like Jesus, etc. And also praising the reader for their love of the Lord. And yet, people like that can find it difficult to accept those crosses, to be a little sometimes perturbed by that, that they do not always find rejoicing in them or acceptance of them and struggling with that. And so this is not unusual, and it is not necessarily a sin. It's just that we have to sometimes come to that understanding, because it may be happened unexpectedly, whatever it is that is our cross. And we need that encouragement, that reminder that this is part of God's plan for our life, these crosses. He did not promise that we would not have a cross. He did not eliminate the crosses when Jesus carried the cross. But rather, he asks us to accept them with a new understanding and a deeper meaning and purpose. And God has various ways to help us to come to that decision, that understanding, that joy of embracing our crosses. Last week we heard about St. Luke, and one of the things was mentioned that St. Luke went from being like a physician dealing with the physical ailments to being called to being an evangelist and dealing with the spiritual elements of life, and giving even that medical aspect of his talents and abilities a newer, a deeper meaning, and being used for healing spiritually. So he has both in his life, the physical and the spiritual, showing the connection. As we are human beings, we are body-soul composites. Well, we're about to finish this 10 days of prayer on Saturday with St. Jude. And tonight we are remembering St. Jude in our reflection. And he also has that aspect of both the physical and the spiritual. He went from being a fisher, going out with a regular job and getting fish to sell, to feed his family, etc. That kind of work, whatever other work he did, physical work, to become an apostle, to become one who brings the good news. And even as Jesus said, to heal the sick and to raise the dead, and have more of the spiritual element in it. And ultimately, Jude became, over time, known as the apostle for desperate cases. That God also has such a saint designated, that when we seem to be at wit's end, when we seem to have no one, when there is just no hope, we're presented with St. Jude as a way to reach out, to understand that God is with us and he does love us, and that there is a meaning to what is happening. There is a purpose to it. There is a plan. And so that we can trust God and accept whatever it is and go along with God's timeline. And then throughout our life, there's other ways that God also helps us in those times. We have the other saints, especially our Mother Mary, Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Our Lady of Lourdes, Help of the Sick, to remind us that we are not alone. But there is one other aspect that several of us know, because maybe not everybody takes advantage of it. When we are in hospitals, that we have that spiritual help. We have the physical help through the doctors and nurses, and we heard that they should also be concerned about the spiritual element, the whole person. But there are the spiritual element in the chaplaincy. Those individuals who are called, they represent different religions, but to help people to see more clearly, see spiritually what is happening, to accept it, to know that God is with them, and to trust and to receive from them, to be reminded that there are helps, the various sacraments for the Catholics, especially the anointing of the sick and the holy body and blood, and also the sacrament of confession. That's reminding us that we are not alone in our illnesses, our trials and tribulations, and that it is God's strength, God's grace that helps us to carry our cross, to accept our cross. God's grace that helps us to unite our will with God's will. And as when we do that, and the more we do that, the happier we are, because we always get our will when our will is united with God's will. And those chaplains help in that journey. And so as we are reflecting on St. Jude, especially as the patron of desperate cases, reminded that there are many ways in which God is with us, strengthening us, helping us to carry our cross, to have this cause for rejoicing, knowing that God is bringing about that faith's goal, that deep desire of our hearts, our salvation. And so we ask the Lord that we always have that hope, that we always trust the Lord, make use of all the various means he has given us to carry our crosses in joy, as Jesus did, and to see more clearly as God sees that on that road in which we are going, God is leading us through the cross to eternal life.